The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Give that a read when you have some time, but for now, this is a podcast. And today we will be talking about vertical supports for your zucchini. This was the first year that I used vertical supports to hold up four of my zucchini plants. I had basically given up using tomato cages a few years ago for several reasons, and I'll talk about that later. But I still had the cages hanging around, so I thought, I've never done this before, so why not give it a try? Why not support my zucchini to grow upward? I'm so glad that that idea crossed my mind, because I'm going to do it again next year. But first, let's talk about why I didn't use my tomato cages in the past. If I didn't want to use them for my tomatoes, why would I want to use them for my zucchini? And here is the reason. And that reason is I have really rocky soil. And that really makes it difficult to insert the tomato cages. You know, it's the round ones that get concentrically wider as they go up. It's difficult to insert those cages into the ground with all the rocks in the soil. I mean, you can, but you inevitably do not insert this cage deep enough into the ground to support the weight of the tomato plant. And those tomatoes get pretty big. And those tomato cages do tip over. It just is it's what happens. So the reason I resorted to using them for zucchini is user error on my behalf when I planted my zucchini seeds. So I had planted four hills of zucchini seeds, each hill with maybe two or three seeds. And each hill was about 2 feet apart. Now, you experienced zucchini growers are probably thinking, wow, that's a little too close for so many zucchini. They're going to grow into each other. Ellen, what were you thinking? That is exactly what happened. So I thought perhaps, when I plant these, when they grow a little bit, I'll be able to transplant them and I'll move them further apart and everything will be fine. Well, that never happened. Me transplanting the zucchini plants separate and far enough away just didn't work. So when the plants were about 12 to 18 inches tall, I was looking at them. They were growing basically straight up. They were still, good enough to transplant, but I thought, why go to all that work when they're already in a really nice vertical shape? And hey, look at those tomato cages over there in the corner of my garden. These plants would fit right in the middle of those cages perfectly. So that's what I did. I put one cage over one hill of zucchini and inserted it as best I could. And I just gently moved the zucchini vines and leaves, guided them up through the rings, and let them grow in that direction. No, they didn't tip over. Zucchini plants are not that heavy, not as heavy as tomatoes. So that's why I was fine using these tomato cages for my zucchini plants. So off to a great start. How'd it go? It went wonderfully. So I'm going to give you a few reasons why these supports really worked for my zucchini, and a couple of reasons as to, something that might have gone wrong. And I will fix for next year. So the number one reason why these cages worked so well for me was these plants had the potential to grow into each other this season. Using these supports, they were kept separate. No intermingling, no tangling, no mess. Very neat and orderly. Very happy about that. Second reason I really love doing this, the leaves and vines were off the ground, and I was able to get to the base of the plant and water each plant separately. very important during the drought kind of summer that we had. I was able to get the water directly at the base of the plant, right into the ground, and not get the leaves wet, not waste water, not trying to find where the base is and all the tangle of leaves. Very key. Another reason why it was awesome to use vertical supports. Because the leaves were off the ground and not getting wet, the occurrence of powdery mildew happened much later in the season than it normally would. It happened, it occurred, powdery mildew did finally get my zucchini, but because the leaves weren't getting wet, the powdery mildew spores weren't splattering all over the place, and they weren't transmitting themselves and spreading themselves further. So, great byproduct. I didn't think this was going to be something I ran into, but it worked. It was wonderful. And the last reason I could think of why this is a great thing to do, growing zucchini vertically, the developing fruit were easier to spot. They didn't get hidden under leaves, which meant I could gauge the progress of my zucchini and pick them at the right time, rather than, oh, look, here's a zucchini that's been hidden, and it's 3 foot long. Very key. Also, they didn't get dirty, the zucchini actual fruits, and there were no areas that on the zucchini that were getting pale because they were laying on the ground. Okay, so I thought, well, I've got all these wonderful things. Are there any negatives to growing zucchini vertically? I thought of two. I'm not, you know, really behind them 100%, meaning I'm trying to develop some sort of negative opinion here. And here, this is as good as I could get. The wires on the tomato cages got a little too hot, and any leaf that was resting gently against the wire burned. Many of them were coming through the spaces in the cage, but a few of them were actually touching the wire, and those would burn. I never saw that with tomatoes before, but maybe I just didn't notice. And the other reason is, or the negative aspect about growing in tomato cages, the squash vine borers, and you know I've had issues with squash vine borers in the past. They were able to access the entirety of the vine because the vine wasn't laying on the ground. The vine was growing up. So rather than just being or having access to the top and the sides of the vine, they were able to access all of the vine and lay their eggs any place they wanted to. Arg. So in a few instances, I actually didn't catch the fact that there were squash vine borers. You know, you can tell them. They have the telltale, it looks like wood pulp, that they kind of exude as they're drilling into the vine. I didn't see that. I couldn't see their holes, and because it was on the other side of the plant. So that was another reason. But next year, I'm going to combat that. I am not dissuaded from using vertical supports in my garden next year for my zucchini. Those cages aren't going into the scrap pile anytime soon. Well, that's it for me for this edition of Just Veggies podcast. Have a great time in your garden this fall.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.